Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verses 21 to 23. Christ, the example. That is the example for believers. We're talking here, Peter is talking here, we're thinking here about the question of the believer and his suffering. And the apostle has argued, as I said in the previous discourse, it is commendable to God to suffer under harsh treatment when you don't deserve it. This is, we're called to it, and we're conscious of God in it. And now this glorious example of Christ as the example, as I say. Now, this is quite rare. Christ is the believer's example, of course, that is set out in Scripture. But Christ did not come into the world merely to be an example. That was not his ministry, that was not his purpose. He came into the world to live and die under the law to redeem his people and liberate them from their sins forever. See, Newman, John Henry Newman, with his hymn, that he should teach his brethren how to die and all that, is a load of nonsense. Christ didn't die, you know, to teach me how to die. He died to save me from my sins. But, of course, in his sufferings, as Peter says, he is the great exemplar, the great example. To this you were called, you remember, verse 21, because Christ suffered for you. Yes, that was a redeeming suffering. Now we are called as believers to live in this world under a hostile environment, in a hostile environment, that we might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, no deceit was found in his mouth. And verse 21, we're told, therefore, this is what we should do. To this you were called, because. There's the because, you see. Because Christ suffered for you. That's the cardinal reason. Now, when he says in verse 21, you should follow in his steps, he doesn't mean this is an option and it's a piece of nice advice and a little gentle encouragement. This is an apostolic command. This is a duty. This is the law of Christ. Away with all this wooliness about the law of Christ, this haziness. It's a solid example set before us here. No sin, no deceit. I'm talking about Christ. No response in kind. No retaliation, verse 23. No threats, verse 23. Now, in the previous discourse, I said how hard it was. I'm preaching a standard way beyond my expectation, way beyond my experience. It's so easy to retaliate. But we are called here to a life of patient submission in the light of Christ, in the power of God's Spirit. Surely I can't see any other way of doing it. Instead, we must trust the righteous judge. That is the principle here. He committed no sin. There was no deceit in his mouth. When they hurled their insult at him, how tempted he must have been to retaliate. But he did not retaliate. When he suffered, how easy it would have been to burst out in threats. But no, he made no threats. Instead, he looked up to God, his Father. That's the lesson for me. How easy it is to respond in kind and to show as much carnality and hatred and malice as the world. May God give me grace, not only to know Christ as my Saviour, not only to submit to Christ as my Lord, to receive him as my teacher, but to follow him as my example. How shall I follow him, I serve? How shall I copy him, I love? How shall I do it? By God's Spirit. Keep in step with the Spirit, Galatians 5.